Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
It is Pat and JT. It's Pat and JT. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we just appreciate you listening and subscribing to our podcast.
Yes, we is Pat and JT.
We is.
So you want to know the difference between a bank and a credit union would be, there are many differences actually. Probably the easiest way would be to check out Centris Federal Credit Union's website, where they have all kinds of information on the products they offer and how to maximize your membership with a credit union and what that really means for you, how it gives back to the community. There are 15 locations and they support our podcast. That's probably the best reason.
Yeah, that is
to go with
right.
The Federal Credit Union, Centris in particular, federally insured NCUA equal housing lender.
I'm on their website right now, centrisfcu.org. You can book an appointment right on the website. You're right. You
Isn't
can.
That cool?
It's right there.
It's so, it's so user friendly.
Yeah, and 402-334-7000. A quick little side note.
Yeah.
I've never cared that I'm bald. Like when I first started going bald, it was like, okay, this sucks. But then after like 2 weeks, I'm like, what am I going to do about it? So I never really cared. And I don't care about like the grayness of the beard, you know? Unfortunately, I wish it would either just all come in or not come in, because it's to the point where it's patchy gray. And I've got a little patch right under my nose. Looks like a booger.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it
you
drives
do.
Me crazy. I was going into a meeting yesterday.
What do they call that? What do they call
it's
it? What for
just,
men?
Just for men.
Just for men. Is it just
but,
for
but
men?
The problem is that I could put it up, but they grow so fast that I use the clippers
well,
every.
Now he's just bragging.
So
I know. Right.
4 or 5 days, I'll clipper it. So it's like, I don't know if that's really cost effective, but whatever. But I suppose I could put it right just on the booger hairs.
Yeah.
Yesterday, walking into the bathroom, went to the bathroom, whatever, washed my hands. And as I'm walking out, I catch a glimpse of my face. I'm like, whoa, booger. And I look in, I'm like, nope. Unfortunately, placed gray hairs. Gosh dang it.
I love it. Well, now that you've drawn attention to it, everybody be sure to know this.
I know.
So at least you know he doesn't have a booger in his
not
nose. Now if you do, though, everybody will just think it's your gray hair.
Now I can pick my nose because I have one.
So two crazy things. First off, drove into work this morning. 10 lights on my way to work. All were green.
Whoa.
I was almost getting nervous.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
I was almost nervous. I mean, like, not even yellow.
Wow.
Total green.
That hasn't happened to me for a long time. I've hit all reds before recently.
Right?
It's like every time.
I don't remember the last time I hit all green. I mean, like, hard green. Like, no doubt about it.
Not a soft green. Not a got to speed up.
Not slowing down. Didn't have to tap the brakes the entire way in.
Yeah,
everybody was trucking. And green lights. I'm just like,
so
oh,
now,
my God.
So if you know exactly what time you left the house this morning or wherever you came. So every morning, if you leave at 8:13 every morning, you should have that same experience.
I know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that works, but we'll see. Hopefully traffic flows the same too. But anyway, yeah, it was like, this is magical.
Yeah.
This is magical.
It's a great, then you're wherever you're going to go way early.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
It got me. Like, this is like the crow flies.
It's amazing.
This is crazy.
this is like the crow flies.
This is so fast. All right. Then the second thing. So somebody got mad at me on Nextdoor.
Did you post something and they reacted to it?
I responded to somebody else's post.
You're dipping
and
your toe in it.
It looks like they deleted it. Wait, I haven't responded to you though.
Did you? Oh.
You jerk.
Did you screenshot it at least?
I didn't.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. It looks like they did. They deleted it. Oh, my God. So somebody was just looking for information on the Nebraska Humane Society. They were looking for some help because they had a barking dog next door and had been barking and barks long times every day, you know, at night, is left outside barking. And I said, well, could be, you know, something could be wrong. You never know. You can always call the Humane Society and they'll do a wellness check. And the next
How is that inflammatory to anybody?
And I put the little link and explained, you know, all the procedures and how this all works and blah, 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 so they could see what the Humane Society, on their page, on the Humane Society's page. And Nick responded, "That's rude." And I'm
like, "How is that rude?"
I'm like, "Oh my God. I figure if it's not necessary to call the Humane Society, they'll figure that out. If it is, they'll figure that out. If they call the Humane Society, Humane Society knows how to handle it. Not everybody is best friends with their neighbors. Everybody knows their neighbors.
Not everybody. And the neighbor that has the barking dog could be the kind of neighbor that if something is said, there's retribution. There's 100%. Nick needs to pump his brakes.
Right? I know. I mean, there's so many other variables, but I loved how it was just instantly, oh, that's rude. But other people did jump to my defense. Why is that rude, Nick?
that's what I don't understand. Is why is that rude?
I don't know.
Is it like he said in his mind you should just go have a conversation with your neighbor instead of being passive aggressive?
Yeah, it was like it's like something. You know, this is kind of the standard reply I think when anybody has any problems with neighbors, anything from parking in like we've talked about. You know, parking in front of other people's houses, mm-hmm. Parking across from somebody's driveway, just all kinds of little annoyances that happen in neighborhoods. It's too bad you aren't able to go talk to your neighbor. Why don't you just be an adult and go knock on their door? Like, you know what? Honestly, there are a few people I don't want to knock on their door. Mm-mm,
absolutely not. That's,
you don't always know. And besides that, if I have neighbors and I've lived in the area long enough, I have phone numbers of all my neighbors. I'd call them. If I don't have a phone number, I'm probably not going to go knock on their door because there's probably some reason that we haven't really connected. And if somebody came knocking on my door, I don't answer the door.
Yeah. No. No.
To begin with.
No. Because nowadays, nobody just comes and knocks on somebody's door that you don't already know well.
Right?
And even if you know them well, who just goes to somebody's house and knocks on the door unannounced?
And says, hey, your dog's barking a lot. I mean, there's no easy way to have that conversation. And sometimes it's easier. It's like having a good fence. Good fences make good neighbors.
Yeah.
And you have people who handle those situations. And sometimes it is a wellness check. Sometimes there is something wrong. And maybe it is a one-off. And in this case, I don't remember the whole story. I was trying to find it and I couldn't find all the details, but the dog had been barking. It sounded like it was something that was ongoing, though.
Could be a dog that's neglected, you know? So it might not be something wrong with the owner, but could be something wrong with the situation, and the owners aren't going to do anything anyway, so the Humane Society's got to get involved.
Yeah, and if I'm in my house, my dogs are outside. If I go down the basement, I can't hear them barking. And it could be just as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have somebody come by and, hey, just had a call. They were just concerned. We wanted to check on it, but your dog's barking, you know, that... They're really nice.
And if you
they're
have,
really nice.
And if you've been in the neighborhood a while and you don't have relationships with people, you still have an idea of who would be the person that calls. So the person, you know what I mean? Like they'll be like, I bet that was Rhonda. I know it was Rhonda. And then anytime Rhonda walks by, you side eye her.
Yeah. And like looking out her window when she sees the Humane Society truck come up. But anyway, it was just a suggestion. It was just an option that I wanted to post. I didn't say, this is what you have to do, period. Arrest them.
Yeah.
Just said, this might help. Do here.
Yeah.
You know, just for your... And she thanked me. So, whatever.
Nick. Maybe Nick was drunk and he deleted it this morning. Or he was getting a lot of hate.
I wonder.
In the overnight.
I don't see
it now. When was the last time you saw it?
It was last night.
So he probably got pounded overnight. And Nick woke up to like a barrage of whatever of DMs. And,
that could be too.
And so he's like, oh, this is.
Yeah, I don't see it on here anymore. And I don't know where
he sobered up and realized what he did. What you said wasn't rude of all things rude.
And there was another one too that somebody, I swear to God, Nextdoor is just. Nextdoor, Twitter has nothing on Nextdoor. Because these are. You know exactly who these people are.
Which surprises me. that people are that vocal and that aggressive on Nextdoor when you're like, you can look at their house. Where they are.
It tells me what neighborhood you live in.
Right.
It's right there.
I know. It's crazy.
And they snark is thick. And somebody posted something about, because it's the Humane Society, again, ironically. Anyway, they're having one of their clinics. It's a reduced price vaccination clinic, and I think some other procedures or something like that. And they were just looking for information for it. And people are so shitty. Somebody said, why don't you go to a regular vet and pay for it like everybody else? And then other people are like, You could look it up on the website. You know, there's a thing called Google. You know, it's just, oh my God. You could keep scrolling. How about that? I don't know.
Now, I do think in my head, I would never post that kind of stuff, but I do think those things sometimes. Like when I see, and we all know who these people are on Facebook that are thirsty for attention.
Yes.
And they're like, okay, I am looking for the best auto detailer in my area. Go! It's like, how about you just Google and look at the reviews?
It's like you're a freaking game show host. Just stop.
I'm buying a $14,000 ice cold thing, whatever, dip, whatever that thing's called, cold bath. I need to know the best, and I need a reference to a dealer in town. Go!
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's like, shut up.
It drives me crazy. But this woman, I felt so bad for, because she was just looking for information on it, and it was kind of buried on their website. So, again, I found it, and I sent her the link. But I'm that person.
That's rude.
That's rude.
That is so rude.
So sorry if I hit you up with a link.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to be rude. Oh, my God. But she also said thank you. So
yeah,
I got to stay off of there, though, because it's just begging for an argument.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And if you comment on anybody's.
You can't.
Somebody will come back on you.
You can't. One of our podcasts, Namaste Bitches, with Teresa and Melissa, they had this a couple weeks ago, had an episode, and it blew up. Oh, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, that Melissa had commented on a post by a troll, like whatever, somebody that was just throwing out hate, and just posted something back, like a snarky little response. Well, it got screenshot, and other bloggers and accounts grabbed it, and then the whole narrative was, the podcast is going downhill, they're arguing, which wasn't the case, and it's like, you just gotta ignore it. She's like, I try to ignore them, but after a while, it's just peck, peck, peck. I get fed up. I'm like, I know, you just gotta not.
You gotta come to a place. And it's much easier now than it used to be. I want to, like, there's a part of me that when I first saw it, I wanted to write something back. And I'm like, you know what? I really don't care. I really don't care. Obviously.
Because then you will say something rude.
I know. I have to just walk away. I have to.
Oh, Nick, you have no idea.
I have to just walk away. Just turn it off. Log out. Go away.
I know.
Just when leave somebody, it.
When I know that Beth is in one of those moods where she shouldn't be messed with, and we're at a store and somebody says something to her, like in a tone, I just want to be like freeze time and just like, listen, for your own safety, I think you can just stop and turn around.
Let's go over here.
She is going to destroy you. Yes. Just so you know.
Just so you know, I'm about had it with y'all. I just can't believe it. And I get so tired of seeing people being mean to other people for no good reason. Saying, and I know exactly the Facebook posts that you're talking about, because I see those and the ones that we've talked about before too, that are,
and it's the same group of same people, same
right?
type of person.
Terrible day, prayers please, you know, and you're like
okay,
now you want me to ask you what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how we're playing this?
Yeah. Or the random picture of, like, here's the set the stage, your desk, or you're sitting in your basement and you want to take a picture of whatever, something you're selling, a Yeti. Selling a Yeti on Marketplace. But you take a wide shot so they see your big screen TV, your pool table, your this, and like, this Yeti's for sale.
Your
and
it's Peloton.
Like, yeah.
Your...
or it's like, dude, we know exactly what you're doing.
Oh, there's your kayak. Uh-huh. There's your, you know, it's like, you're not even taking a picture of the Yeti.
No. Like, shut up. But I can't unfollow or unfriend those people.
No.
Because I enjoy it.
I know.
I enjoy it too much. I enjoy it.
They keep confirming. They keep validating mm-hmm. what you believe
yes.
to be true.
Yep. And I don't know if it's wisdom with age or whatever. But and I had this text conversation with somebody this morning, actually, that the more somebody says who they are, they are the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Like if their account name is I'm the nicest in the world _, like usually they're not. Or if
it's
I'm if they post a lot of inspirational stuff, usually they're not very nice people behind the scenes. I mean, I know like personal experience, probably six people that are that exact opposite of the way they portray themselves online.
Thou
exact
doth
opposite.
Protest too much.
Yep.
When you're trying so hard to convince everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Intentions, right?
Right. And the people that constantly are posting pictures of their significant other, like, I love you, kissy, move
on. Oh, I know.
It's like, oh my gosh, not only a puke, but it's, I would never do that. Like, it's not even, it's just like, I feel like they have to reassure themselves and put it out there that they're together to make everyone else think that everything's okay.
There's something, something's up.
Something's up. Especially, I mean, kids don't even do that. And adults doing that, it's so weird.
It is. And they've been together for quite a while or something in particular. It's not new.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while. And it's like, what is the deal? Why are you, we get it. You're still together. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the hidden, the subliminal language.
Right.
That they don't even realize that they're throwing out there, more than likely.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It is. Social media, man, is something else. I tell you, thank God we didn't have it.
Oh.
When we were younger. I wonder what the trajectory of my life would have been if I'd had social media. You know what I mean? It's like so many things couldn't have happened with social media. So many things wouldn't have happened. With social media.
And so many things would have happened.
Yeah, that too.
With social media. And we're not saying if any of those are good, bad, or whatever.
Nope. It would have just changed some things.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. Yeah. So anyway, so so that's pretty much it. So all green lights and Nick can suck it.
Guys, well, that's going to be the title of today's podcast. All green lights and Nick can suck it. Have a great one. Thanks for listening.
JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.